Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we come to Philippians chapter 4, and I want to read to you verse 6 and talk to you today about not being worried about anything. Here's our verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Sometimes we find it difficult to ask for what we need. I read once of an Antarctic explorer who was working in his tent one day when he heard a muffled cry from outside. The voice asked, "Are you very busy?" And the explorer recognized that it was his coworker calling out to him. "Well, yes, I am busy," he replied. "What's the matter?" And the man outside asked again, "Are you really very busy?" "Yes," the man in the tent snapped. "What is it that you want?" And after a moment's silence, the man outside responded apologetically, "Well, I've fallen down a crack, and I don't think I can hang on much longer." Now, in prayer, believers sometimes are hesitant to simply ask for what they need. Maybe we worry that we're bothering God, so instead of asking, we settle for less. We do the best we can, and we decide to wait until things are really bad before we pray about it. It shouldn't be that way. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, God tells us at least two things. Number one, no thing should fill us with anxiety. Number two, everything can be made a matter of prayer. Remember, here in Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing is presented as a gentle command, not as an option. Undue care trespasses into God's territory for our lives. Chosen anxiety makes us to be the father of the household instead of a child. Now, of course, there is a difference between chosen anxiety and a godly concern. But every worry and undue concern that the believer chooses to cling to is an unknowing criticism of God. It's almost like saying, "Get off the throne, God. Let me worry about this for the both of us." Paul said that everything is the proper subject of prayer, that there are not some areas of our lives that are of no concern to God. We should come to God with both prayer and supplication. Prayer and supplication are similar but distinct. Prayer is a broad word regarding all our communication with God, but supplication is a direct asking for something from God. Now, it's not wrong to ask God for things. We ask, leaving it all in His will. That's what's best for us anyway. Yet many prayers go unanswered because they simply don't ask God for anything. God simply tells us to let our request be made known. Now, doesn't God already know our requests before we pray them? Of course He does. Yet He will often wait for our participation and partnership through prayer before granting those requests. Finally, the words here in this verse, "with thanksgiving," caution us against a whining, complaining spirit before God when the believer asks. You see, Philippians 4:6 tells us that God wants us to be anxious for nothing, prayerful for everything, and seeing reason to be thankful for all things. Friends, bring your needs to God. Don't wait until you can't hang on much longer. Make prayer your first resort instead of your last resource.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.